I just came in to say goodbye. You probably wonder why. I just wanted you to know that it's time for me to go.
This is Something From Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. I'm Justin Lewis. This week, Patrick Carrico.
I write songs, I sing, I try to play guitar.
I came to learn he has overcome a lot to find the peace he now has as a musician and as a person. Patrick has always enjoyed being an entertainer, and he's finally found his voice. But discovering it took hitting rock bottom. This week on the show, how a singer-songwriter from Hollywood got to Kentucky, and what exactly this California country music is that he brought with him. Stay tuned. You tore it apart. Now what would you do if I did it to you? Support for Something From Nothing comes from Taylor Group PLLC at 15th and Jefferson in Paducah. For both businesses and individuals, Taylor Group works with clients to achieve financial viability in the present while being proactive for future goals. More about their services at taylorgroupplc.com. A community-minded accounting firm, they also have an appreciation for the creative process and the individuals involved. Patrick started playing music in middle school. He was always a natural entertainer. Before music, the teenager was involved in acting, and he told me he was a class clown. But he found out that music was an opportunity to be on stage more readily. And early on, he combined acting and performing. The type of music he played then required him to be a larger-than-life, cocky persona. He was the frontman of a very hard rock band, like heavy metal type stuff. The group had booked a gig in Battle of the Bands competition at Universal Studios. He performed that day, well, drunk, at 9 a.m. As you can imagine, it didn't go well.
If I had a tape of that and you listened to the guy singing, you would never know it was me. Like, it was awful, man. 3 days later, we met at like a TGI Fridays and they said, yeah, we can't do this. I felt like it was like we were breaking up or something, like a relationship. It was weird.
One takeaway was his need to improve his singing. So he enrolled in vocal lessons at the nearby community college, but
ended up my own ego got in the way. Look, I'm not going to sing opera and choir, and I don't want to do that. Like, I'm going to be holding a guitar. What do I have to worry about posture? And just stupid thinking, just really dumb.
Instead, he decided to get as much practice as he could.
I ended up going to finding karaoke spots every night of the week. 7 nights a week, I would go out and I would sing.
So in lieu of formal lessons, he did some self-teaching by observing musicians on TV and sang along with CDs with all types of singers. Patrick now is very comfortable with his singing voice.
Singing is definitely my like first instrument, I'd say my strongest and my main instrument. And I eventually found my own voices. You know, I'd have light bulb moments and it's like, okay, I don't have to try to be doing impersonations of this guy now.
After that crash and burn from the band that played that Battle of the Bands competition, he started another group called Loaded Chamber. They found some solid success and he built confidence that he could front a band. Unfortunately, according to Patrick, that band fell apart due to his ego and his drinking problem. A problem he no longer struggles with, and he recalls the exact moment things changed.
I'll never forget it. It was the day after Christmas. I won't drink on Christmas Eve because I don't want to ruin it this year. And then I had like some money to get my sister a birthday gift, and I stopped at this pizza place and I decided to drink there all day and ended up at karaoke that night. And just, it was nothing crazy or nothing. Like, I just drank all day. And then the next day I woke up in the morning, like, God, man, what a loser. Like, but I'd done that a million times already, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I was 26. I thought, there's got to be a better way to live. This is awful, man. This is a joke. This is not good. People don't live like this. Like, this is ridiculous. And I just decided, like, let's change direction now. Let's do something else. And this other way of lifestyle is not really working. Maybe I could try something else.
So after December 27th, 2010, he has tried something else. Since then, he has been clean, doesn't even smoke cigarettes. According to Patrick, he has been all about more healthy habits like CrossFit, and he can tell the difference.
I remember, like, just to walk across the street to jog, I'd like be huffing and puffing. Now it's like I can run 3 miles and not a big deal.
Patrick views the changes he made as vital to the life he is now living.
I definitely wouldn't be trustworthy enough to come on out here. Yeah. Or I don't even know if I'd be alive.
But he was sitting there. And part of that change was a different style of music. Music that he, at that time, called Americana and Blues.
It would be cool to do, like, songs that were just like blues with some rock and some more of those country sounds and something more real sounding to me, not something that could sound more positive. And so, yeah, I remember when I cleaned up my act, you know, I was like, all right, it's changed. And I decided, like, I'm going to start doing that kind of stuff.
So how did this California kid get to Kentucky? A question he said he has been asked many times since he arrived late last year. His father grew up not far away in a small town called Fancy Farm, and his grandmother is actually from Paducah. There was a family house available and offered to him, so Patrick and his wife thought,
let's just try it, you know? Like, what if we don't do it and something cool could have happened? Like, let's go do it. Like, who cares? Like, you know, if we don't like it, that's all right. Like, we can move somewhere else or whatever, or eventually or whatever. But, or we can just stay here and, you know, always wonder. So we're like, let's just do it. Who cares? Like, come on. This is, I think we just have this one life to live. So let's go do something cool.
What exactly did he know about Paducah before moving here?
The only thing I knew from my grandma, my dad, is they got tobacco farms out there. And that's it. That's all I knew. I heard it was a river town. And that's it. That's the only knowledge I had. That's it. I didn't know anything else. And I said, okay, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I guess I'll find out. And I mean, I looked up some videos, but I knew it was the quilting capital of the world. And so with those three things, I thought, how could we not go there? Like,
he is settling in this river town and brought his music with him, which he has uniquely termed California country.
I'm from California playing country music. So, and it just, I thought it would be like a good gimmick, you know, like out there, like we're California country, coastal country, you know, rodeo on the beach, you know, like all that kind of stuff. And, I was talking to my wife about that not too long ago. And, I grew up with a mainly, Latin community in Southern California, you know, right there, East LA and all that. And I've grown up listening to a lot of Mexican polka music. And all that. And I really like those sounds a lot. And I think that's what attracted me to Buck Owens and Dwight Yoakam, because they use a lot of those kind of sounds. And that's just, I mean, that's my home, you know, like the culture, the diverse culture like that. And I think Mexican polka music's like Mexican country music. So that's just my life, man. And so I want to incorporate that, those kind of sounds, the, you know, Baja sounds and South of the Border with some blues and Americana. But it just became easier to say, like, for booking, like, I play California country music. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a mixture of all of that stuff, really.
He has also come into his own in terms of songwriting. When he first started to write, the lyrics would come first, and then he would add music second. But things clicked for him after hearing an interview with Kurt Cobain, the late frontman from the grunge band Nirvana.
He said, he goes, music's first and lyrics are secondary. And then same thing with, they interviewed Dave Grohl in the same video. And he goes, you know, they're just simple songs. They're basic songs. They're nothing too crazy. Just like the nursery rhymes we all remember. I mean, that's why I remember them, because they're just simple. And I thought about it, like, yeah, rub-a-dub-dub. And, you know, was a farmer, had a dun dingo. And so that's kind of like my approach to it. I was like, yeah, it just the way they explained it made a lot of sense. It clicked with me. And I thought, yeah, man, I like that. Simple and straight to the point, just catchy phrases. And but it means something, you know, it means something to me. And so with that saying, whether I'm feeling good or I remember a moment in my life or I know someone that something happened to them. Whether how deep that meaning is, I use the same approach, and I'll start strumming and start humming away and think of whatever I'm thinking of. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. And, or maybe it is, but I think it's not. And, that's my approach to songwriting.
An approach that seems to be working out pretty well for him. Here's one of those songs. He played this one live for me as the interview came to an end.
This is a song coming off of my newest CD, Love Letters to L.A., actually.
What's it called?
This song's called Lonely Like You.
Something from Nothing is a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Support for this season of Something from Nothing comes from Paducah's Taylor Group, PLLC, a community-minded accounting firm proud to support the creative process. Offering small business consultation, tax services, retirement planning, and more, Taylor Group works to help clients achieve financial viability. There's more about their services online at taylorgroupplc.com. For more episodes, check out WKMS.org, where all 5 seasons are available. And be sure and tune in next week for another story featuring the creative process. Oh yeah, also, if you don't mind, head over to the Apple Podcast app and write me a nice review. I'd really appreciate it. This episode included editing assistance from expat Stacy Reason. Production and hosting was by yours truly, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.